Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. From the first legal distillery in Texas, Tito's is six times distilled till it's just right. And naturally gluten-free, making it a high-quality spirit that mixes with just about anything. From the smoothest martinis to the best Bloody Marys, Tito's is known for giving back, teaming up with nonprofits to serve its communities and do good for dogs. Make your next cocktail with Tito's. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast for YouTube feed 94. WIP, check it out there. Phillies lose last night to the Miami Marlins, who are somehow still alive in the postseason race, which is just wild with five games to go in the regular season. Look, the game, the outcome last night, really not a huge deal. Dodgers lose out in Arizona. The Phillies are going to be the number two seed. They've blown a chance here the last 5 days or so to really potentially overtake Milwaukee for the number one seed. It was unlikely. The Phillies weren't going to continue to win at the level they were for the better part of a month. I think we all kind of felt this was coming. And I think there's a natural inclination once you clinch the division, a little bit of the foot comes off the gas in terms of results. So I am not concerned about the results that we're getting, the win-loss results from the Phillies right now. It really was almost to be expected in the last few weeks of the season. What I am concerned about, though, as we head towards the month of October, is how the Phillies bullpen is performing, because it's not good right now. You know, last night, David Robertson gives up a home run. Johan Duran gives up a home run, just like he did last week out in Los Angeles. And the Kirkring situation is one that I am not comfortable with right now. And there was an article yesterday in The Athletic from Matt Gelb, which is worth checking out, about Orion Kirkering. And it almost felt to me like a guy who is already kind of thrown the towel on 2025. Now, I hope the way I read that was wrong. I hope that's not how he's feeling. And maybe if it is, it's really more on the regular season and next Saturday when the lights shine and he has to come out of that bullpen, it's a new season. I don't know. But Orion Kirkering doesn't strike me as a guy that's in a good place right now about his stuff, about the results he's getting. There was one part of the article where he will look at that auxiliary scoreboard in the outfield after his first pitch at Citizens Bank Park when he comes in for home outings to look at the shape, the drop of his pitches, and I don't love that. That feels like a pitcher looking at his velocity. It feels like someone looking at a replay right away. It feels like someone not confident in who they are and what they have right now and looking for almost confirmation that they are going to be able to get out. So I have a lot of questions right now about the Phillies bullpen as we head towards October. And I was hoping we'd have less questions as we headed towards October this time. Now, you know, the other aspect of this that is a little bizarre is Matt Strom has pitched once in 8 days. He pitched in LA. I don't think he's pitched since. Once in 8 days. Is this simply, hey, he is not a young pitcher and he has had a good amount of work so far this year? Hold on as I take a sip of coffee here. I'm a real podcaster now, taking a sip of coffee. Like, you know, on those guys on TV doing their shows, a little sip of coffee as they do the talk show. I don't know. I don't have the answer what's going on with Matt Strom, but it is a little bizarre that they haven't used him. I mean, these games have been relatively close. They've been some back and forth games. Not like they've gotten blown out every game, you know, since the middle of last week. They've been in some tight games and no Matt Strom. And you just kind of fast forward a little bit here to the bullpen and how it's going to look, you know, in the bullpen in the month of October. And you start just wondering how Topper's going to get his outs. And it's my biggest question right now. I mean, we're always going to have the big esoteric question of, like, will the Phillies chase, right? Will they have bad at-bats? All that. But their lineup is deeper. Their lineup is longer. Bader has provided a huge boost. There's enough talent, 1 through 9 in the order, that they should score a requisite amount of runs in the requisite amount of games and keep themselves in it. That it should happen. The starting pitching does miss Zach Wheeler, and there is a trickle-down effect here because if Zach Wheeler was there, one of these starters would go to the bullpen. That's now not possible, at least not with the top guys. So that trickle-down's there. But as starting pitchers, you feel like they should be serviceable enough to get you through and keep you in these games, right? Sanchez should be excellent. And then between Lizardo's got a very high upside. You guys know I'm a big Lizardo fan, and I believe in him. So he's got the upside of being a real number two. And then there's Ranger. And I think you feel like those guys are going to be at worst competent, at best dominant. The part of the team that I don't know what we're getting in the month of October is the bullpen. Again, Robertson is an old man. And it looks like his stuff is waning a little bit here, even though he's only pitched 2 months. Joran Duran is a tremendous pitcher, but he does give up a decent amount of contact. I do wonder, and you may remember from the midday show, Mason Miller was the guy that I wanted to move heaven and earth for. He was the pitcher that I thought was worth, you know, subtracting big stuff from the farm system to go get. The Phillies didn't do that. They didn't want to do that. They didn't want to get Andrew Painter. Andrew Painter turned into a zero this year for the Philadelphia Phillies in terms of their quest to win a world championship, a total zero. His season is over after completing a healthy but bumpy, you know, ride of a season at AAA. So the Phillies chose to give up Eduardo Tait in the deal to go get and Nick Abel to go get Joran Duran. And that has worked, and I think it will continue to work. And it's a trade that helps stabilize everything for a couple months. And Duran is a very high-end relief pitcher. I don't think he's as dominant as Mason Miller. That's me. I don't think he is. Miller, since he got to San Diego, and they've used him in a kind of an Andrew Miller, Cleveland Guardians, Indians role back in 2016, he pitches everywhere. Everywhere. Fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, wherever they need him. And I do wonder, I think the NLCS could be the Phillies and the Padres. And I do wonder if a month from now we are saying, should they have just given up Painter for that guy? And it's not a knock on Duran. It's not anything like that. I think Duran is awesome. But I think Miller's better. And I think he's seen in these big moments because the contact quality that Duran gives up sometimes is significant. And if you sit on one of his splitters or you sit on the fastball, you could hit it. And he's had dominant outings. I expect him to have some more of those. And for the most part, I trust him. But I'd be lying if I didn't say, man, it's been, at times he's been hittable. And we saw it last week in LA. We saw it last night against the Marlins. So there's a Duran aspect. Kirkering seems like he is mentally not in a good space. Robertson showing his age. And Strom not pitching, you know, for the better part of a week. I don't know why. I don't know what is happening there and why we're in that space for Juan Duran and Matt Strom. So you kind of go through the options they have in the bullpen. You're like, all right, if things play out the way I think they're going to play out, especially, let's say, game two, game three, game five of a potential league division series, you know, the division series against the Dodgers. So game one's going to be Christopher Sanchez. He can come back and pitch game four in LA. He could pitch Saturday in Philadelphia. He could pitch Thursday in Los Angeles. Boom. So then you have game two on Monday night. You're going to have game three on Wednesday night. So you have Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the following Saturday, the 11th, would be a game number five. So they're going to need to cover potentially 4 to 5 innings, depending on what you're getting at a Ranger and what you're getting at a Lizardo. And we know with both those guys, you got to be in the top step of the dugout, and you got to be ready to pounce, Topper, if something goes bad. You got to be ready to get those guys out of there before we have a major issue in one of these games. So let's kind of fast forward. It's Monday night, October the 6th, and the Phillies are up one game to none on the Dodgers. They took game one, Sanchez outduels Ohtani, and we got ourselves a 1-0 series lead. We want to go up 2-0 and not give Dodgers any momentum going back to Los Angeles. All right, let's fast forward. So it's the fifth inning. There's one out. He's gone 4 1/3, Ranger. And he has loaded the bases. And up comes Teoscar Hernandez.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Mookie Betts is coming up. You don't want Ranger to face Mookie a third time. You're getting Ranger out of that baseball game. Who's the right-handed pitcher that's coming in right there as the stopper? Who's the guy that's getting Mookie Betts out in that moment? I don't know. And that's a concern for me. Robertson could be, and he's had a lot of experience in these kind of, he's a firefighter kind of thing. He comes and puts the fire out. He's had a lot of experience in these moments in his career dating back, you know, more than a decade. And he's had a lot of experience getting out of those roles. Okay, you could do that. Kirkering, I'm not seeing much swing and miss right now. Betts took him out in LA a couple weeks ago. And he has allowed a good amount of inherited runners to score. Then I go to this option, which I just keep thinking about, as the Phillies probably will carry Taijuan Walker and Aaron Nola on their division series roster in case of an extra inning game or two. Walker Buehler. The more that this continues, the more the Phillies have a lot of concern and question about their bullpen as we head towards October. I keep thinking about what Zach Eflin was able to do for the Phillies in 2022, to come out of nowhere, a starter his whole life, and he was able to get big outs out of the bullpen. And I think Walker Buehler has that kind of moxie. He has that kind of demeanor. We've seen it time and again in the month of October. We saw it last year when he closed out the World Series for the Dodgers. We saw him come out of the bullpen in a piggyback role last Friday night against the Diamondbacks. And I think that's going to end up being where Topper has to go, because there's just not many guys you trust on that right side right now. Alexander Banks had a nice year from the left side. He'll get some outs. Assuming he's healthy, Matt Strom's going to have to get some outs, of course, at the left side. They have Duran, who they're going to rely on a nightly basis. But between Kirkering and Robertson, there's a lot of unknown and like, what are we getting right now out of these guys? So, yeah, I'm concerned about the Phillies bullpen as we head towards the month of October. I think it is the most volatile part of probably every baseball team. Certainly the Phillies qualify with that. And it's a group that even when they're good, they're going to have their roller coaster moments. And they've been in a roller coaster the last few months. A lot of good, but now we're in the downturn. And as I kind of flip back the script to how we got here, two parts of this season that have dramatically changed the Phillies' pitching depth, as we get towards this part of the season. Number one, the Wheeler injury, which just changes the trajectory and pecking order of everyone, because one of these starters could help in the bullpen, and now that's not possible. The Jose Alvarado suspension, which he returned for, then got hurt. I think him missing all that time and ramping back up probably contributed to the injury. So that, the fact that he's just not able in any way, shape, or form to pitch. And the last one, that it really is a bummer because, I read a story this morning about the Dodgers getting Roki Sasaki ready for bullpen work. He's going to be activated today and probably be in their bullpen in the month of October. Is that Andrew Painter couldn't figure it out this season, and the Phillies didn't give him the opportunity to figure it out of the bullpen because he could have been an X factor. And it's telling that the Phillies don't want him to be one or don't think he could be one or have prized his health over him being one. It's wild to me that a kid with that kind of stuff, they wouldn't see over the last month if he could help them out of the bullpen down the stretch. And if they lose this thing because they're right-handed relief corps, it's going to keep me up at night in the offseason that he's here. He's healthy. He's in the system. He's a Philly. And he's not part of the conversation to help. It is a concern. It's the biggest concern I have as we head towards the postseason. The bullpen is just not in the place it needs to be right now. And that includes Jordan Duran, who gave up a home run last night to push that game into extras. Phillies end up losing. They're going to be the 2 seed. They're going to play the winner of the Dodgers versus either Mets, Diamondbacks, or Reds in that division series. It's going to be awesome. Red October's on the way, and that bullpen's going to make us all hold our breath, even with Duran back there. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. We got a lot going on a Wednesday show, on the midday show. Looking forward to the Bucks game on Sunday. Eagles remain undefeated. That passing offense, the way they've won so far, and of course the Phillies back in the mix as we start unpacking the questions that will determine whether we're going to have a parade here in early November or not. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.